We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for the next fiscal year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support. We do spend a lot of time reading your blogs, and the best way for you to get us reading your blog is to let us know that you've put the Issues Etc. widget at your blog. You can find it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click promote. You'll find the widget and instructions on how to use it. And when the widget is on your blog, just email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Let us know that you have the Issues Etc. widget at your blog. We're going to start reading it then, and it becomes one of the contenders, if you will, for blog of the week. Jeff always picks his. I pick mine, and then we share them with you on Friday afternoons. That's what we're going to do right now. What did you pick, Jeff?
Before I forget, by the way, I got a whole stack of email we didn't get to once again this week. Don't forget, people, call the Issues Etc. listener comment line.
If you must have a response, because we cannot respond to the volume of email that we receive, even on the air. If we did it on the air, we'd basically blow out the rest of an entire week's show to just respond to email from a week. So since we cannot respond, physically respond, comment line is the absolute best way. And it's always open for you to call with any kind of comment, question, criticism, 618-223-8384, 618-223-8384.
And while we won't be here this weekend, the comment line will.
It's always here.
It's always at your service, 24/7.
Comment line is the one feature of LPR. The one employee of LPR never leaves.
The hardest working employee.
That and the alarm system. The girl living in the alarm system, whoever she is, she just says goodnight to me every night, telling me how many minutes I have to get, how many seconds I have to get out the door. Those are the two. Maybe they're married. They do sit right next to each other. The comment line and the alarm system.
My blog of the week, Preacher Blog by Pastor Tom Chris, is titled "Under the Influence." You believe you might be under the influence of evangelicalism if you believe it's important to be Christian first, Lutheran second. I'm just going to read some of these, folks. You believe the Great Commission is the central point of Christian teaching. You think that many Lutherans are too concerned about doctrine. You've ever called someone a Pharisee for defending a point of biblical teaching. Your idea of close communion means that Christians from other denominations are probably close enough. You prefer group publishing to Concordia Publishing House. You think crucifixes and private confession are too Catholic. Your prayers contain the phrase, "Lord, we just." You think congregations should be mission outposts, not maintenance stations. You believe the marks of the church include stewardship, servanthood, and political activism. And my personal favorite, by Pastor Tom Chris from Preacher Blog, you prefer focus on the family over issues, etc. My pick for blog of the week, Preacher Blog by Pastor Tom Chris.
That's great. The only thing I would change on the blog is when it says you might be an evangelical if, I would just change it to, buddy, you are an evangelical if. And it's the sad thing about it, as funny as it is, the sad thing about it is how dead on it diagnoses some of the problems in the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod. My pick of the week, I usually try and pick something with a theological flavor, something a little more high-minded. Not that this isn't high-minded, but it is a little more, I'll just say political in its orientation. Comes from Pastor Will Whedon's blog, simply called Whedon's Blog. I've learned one of the most read blogs out there among Lutherans, and it's a post called Irritated. You got to read it for yourself. I won't go into the details. He explains everything that needs to be explained. He is simply bemoaning the fact that that a perfectly good, valid action of the Southern Illinois District of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod can somehow inexplicably be declared null and void by the so-called Commission on Constitutional Matters of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod. And if you want to know more, just go read it for yourself. We're going to have posts. We're going to have links to both of these blog posts at our website tonight, issuesetc.org, so you can go read them as well. issuesetc.org. Those are our blog picks for the week.